Escape, escape, country, hey. Escape, escape, country, hey. The Big D Zone. The Big D. The Big D Zone. Welcome to the podcast, The Big D Zone. Predictions and rants are gonna be in the store. Yo, just enjoy the show. The Big D Zone. Ladies, hide your husbands and your boyfriends. Men, hide your wives or your girlfriends. And parents, hide your children. It's another attack of the Monster Podcast. Monster Podcast. He or she is a monster that attacks because the weather gets either dangerously hot or stream dangerously cold and try to stop the flow of the Big D Zone in Big D Country from the Second Palace or wherever I may come to do a podcast. Shelter in place. Stay safe because it's time for your Monster Podcast! Monster Podcast! On the Big D Zone. Okay, this is Prince DJ. Now, I can't rant too loud, even though it's still morning, but people may be getting up to go to work or whatever, or what have you. So, I was watching this video, okay? Vegas had to go through a whole lot to win this game. The one where, now, as you know, the Las Vegas Raiders are one of the official teams of the Big D Zone, okay? So, you have Kansas City, Missouri, which is the home team because I live here in Missouri. Then you have Las Vegas. It's one of my favorite places to travel because it's fantasy. Not because I got kicked out of a hotel because of a stupid incident and management that didn't care that night. But, wow, what a bizarre, insane, wild ending. So this was reminiscent of the AEW All Out where MJF had Jericho pinned. Meanwhile, Jericho's foot was on the road. Now, this was a possible career-ending match because of the stupid stipulation by MJF. Already, MJF didn't want Jericho to have his theme song played or didn't want the fans to sing, so he don't like freedom of speech. And then, on top of that, he wanted to take his career away. He almost had his way. The original ref was like me. He was blind because he couldn't see that Chris Jericho had his foot on the rope. The original decision stood, but another referee came down and said that Jericho's foot was on the ropes. And so they had to restart the match, and then Jericho wound up winning. Well, in this instance, somebody made a touchdown. One of the refs didn't see it. Or somebody didn't see the touchdown, the fans saw it, and the people in the booth saw it, but then they had to call the player review, and meanwhile, the players were all celebrating and everything like that. Everybody was saying, the other team was, the Ravens was showing good sportsmanship and all like that. Next thing you know, the referee told him to get the heck back on the field. And I'm watching, I was like, what the hell am I watching? So, they reset the clock. It was a missed field goal. I mean, I had the video up on my Facebook page and up on the group Facebook page at BigDCountryLLC.com. No, BigDCountryLLC, I should say. That was terrible. And also on my Twitter page at BigDZone. I'm watching this. I'm like, what the hell is going on? And then it took the last touchdown that everybody was able to see for them to win the game 33-27. That was the wildest, insane ending to a football game. I know there was another one, but This one was my favorite, one of my favorite teams, so I had to talk about it because it interests me. But those referees, what is wrong with these referees? I mean, AEW, the NFL, what the hell is wrong with these referees? What is wrong with these referees? I mean, come on now. What are you, tyranny for, because you don't like fans that like a certain team? What are you trying to do, tyranny? Huh? If you would have gave that game to the Ravens, boy, casinos would throw your guys out just for that. They would have said, "Hey, you the one that called that play for the Ravens, and you let the Ravens win. Get out the hotel." Or even without saying "get out the hotel," I said, "We don't want you here. We don't want your business. We don't want your gambling money." Or whatever. All because of that. What is wrong with these referees in AEW and in the NFL? What is wrong with them? This is not real. What was I watching? What was I watching? I don't like when I get headaches off and on in the morning because the humidity is so high. It goes high during like when it starts, like before 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then the humidity goes low at I don't like when I get headaches off and on in the morning. I'm dizzy some of the time, so sometimes I have to change positions. Like, I can't lay either on my side or on my stomach. I mean, that's anywhere. Whether I'm at home, whether I'm in my apartment, even when I'm down to a hotel. I can't just lay on my side. No, I can't just lay on my back. Or I can't lay on my stomach. And so I only lay on my, like, between my right and my left side, so sometimes I change position. But you know, it's like there's a lot of stuff in my mind, okay? And excuse me. See, this humidity is really making my allergies go crazy. And just for the record, I'm tired of the beep, 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 beep noise. As soon as it starts 8:30, it's gonna do it the whole day. And I gotta deal with it the whole day, keeping me up. Because sometimes I have problems going to sleep during the day. And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. But, yeah, so I'm just about ready for my home cruise. Now, I'm debating about either going to the test place or buying it from, buying it for $150, and then you get to take it from, from the comfort of home. It's like one of those home tests. Well, for me, it's a comfort of my apartment, but you get the picture. I get to take it, I get it, I purchase it. Then take it with a proctor, almost like the proctor exam, but they're making sure they're watching you doing the test. And so I get to do that, and I don't have to nearly have to go anywhere, and then I just wait for my results. But I'll probably wind up taking it during, during the week before I go, because I leave on the 30th. Which is Halloween week or Halloween weekend or something like that, because my cruise, the first part of the back-to-back leaves on the 1st, and then the second part leaves on the 6th. Well, we'd be in Port of Miami dropping off the persons that are not going back-to-back and picking up new people, and then you know, some of the other people that's going to back to back to stay on the show. And so, I don't know if we have to be redoing the test during there. I'm debating about whether to take a kid with me. I don't know. I don't know whether to take the kid with me or not. I could always ask Carnival. I could ask my travel agent just in case. Because I don't have to go anywhere. I don't have to make an appointment anywhere. I can just do it from the comfort of the second, in the confines of the second palace. Because there's actually one video of a cruiser that was taking the test from their house. Of course, everybody is a couple, of course, but still a good video. They were showing how they did the test at their place. So I think I might try, and if I do the experience right, then maybe I'll share it, share with you. You know, just still the same up your nose test. And it's painful for me because I got allergies and stuff like that. And, you know, but hopefully the home one is gentle. Well, apartment for me, because it's not home. I'm by myself. Okay, so it's not home. I repeat, it's just a shelter that I pay rent for to stay out the elements and COVID. And those stupid rules and mandates. Okay, it is not home. I repeat, it is not. You are not. It is not home. Okay, even though I'm not homeless. Thank God. But I don't have anybody. It's me 24/7. I mean, I'm locked in an apartment 24 hours a day. Okay? And it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. The only time that I only go out somewhere is if I'm forced to go to the store. And when I used to go to church. But now everything is going so expensive lately. It's like, I don't know when I'm going to go to church. It's like, oh yeah, mainly because it was the summer heat. But hopefully in the fall, I can get ready to go to church. But I can't go in the summer or in the winter because it'd be too cold. Because my body, and my nerves just go crazy. Absolutely crazy. And don't give it a bad or weird dream. Oh, it's definitely going to go wild. So, I don't know. But yeah, trying to figure out what the heck I'm going to do now, because since I'm not going to go to that slot tournament, and then there was another slot tournament in October, but I may or may not be able to go to that one, because I already got flights for the trip going home, so I gotta wait another month to go out of town. I gotta wait a whole another month because I can't go until Halloween week. The week of Halloween. Go figure. But I'm probably try to see if I could get an appointment for testing at Walgreens. But the problem is, A, you have to go through their drive-thru. Now, you have to do it yourself, I just read that, but, you know, I've seen it done on other videos, but, I don't know, I mean, it's kind of weird doing it yourself instead of, you know, the doctor or the nurses doing it like they did before when I first took the test back in February. So, it's going to be weird doing it by myself. Really weird, awkward. But whether I do it from the home test, which is Carnival approved home test, or, you know, I do one and then take the other one with me during my cruise, I don't know if that's allowed. I mean, I'll definitely ask my travel agent, or vice versa. Or can the same test be used for the back-to-back, even though I'm listed as a back-to-back passenger on the Sunshine? And the weirdest thing is, be back in Miami on the 11th, and my birthday is the 13th. So I was thinking like staying a couple extra days in Miami and leaving on the 14th. might not be able to do anything. Might or might not. But I don't know. I've always wanted to do the tour in Miami. Maybe I might do that on the last part of the cruise, because they have a tour. Yeah, they actually have a tour in Miami before they drop you off at the airport, which is great, because since I'll be staying at the hotel, that would be perfect for me. So, but I think that's kind of convenient that some of these airports have hotels, but the Orlando one is so expensive. I mean, I never get to stay at the one at the Orlando Airport Hotel. It is so damn expensive. It's crazy. Only the rich people can stay there. Or if the airlines have delays and maybe they might put passengers up for one night. But other than that, only the rich people could just pay money to stay there like one or two or three nights at the airport and don't even have to go anywhere unless they wanted to go to Disney or Universal or something like that and then come back to the airport. But, yeah. So, it's ridiculous. I might do the virtual. I meant to ask if I could use the VIP for the virtual, since I won't be able to go now. I wanted to actually want to go home, you know, since this whole year has already been a fail. Or EPIC fail. Yeah. 8 years. All epic fail. 8 years. I want a winning year. I mean, come on. I want a winning year. That's too much to ask. And I am finally distributing discount cards. Discount, you know, where they give, where people could make money for prescriptions being filled at a discount drug card. And I was able to put some on the apartment lobby and the table there. And so I was trying to do it more at night when the elevators wasn't so crowded, because being the fact that we only have one elevator. And so when I went earlier this morning, I said, okay, nobody's gonna be traveling like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Wrong. My first trip, and then it was a doozy. So I went to drop off my first set of cards. Then on my way back up the first one, a couple was coming to the airport, like, not the airport, the elevator. And I was like, really? At this time of night? And they were going to go to the floor below me, but it was a couple. Probably they didn't see each other or married or whatever like that. I was like, oh my God, really? Why me? Why me? Out of all the stories that I've been upset and offended by. And I had to see it in my own building that holds the second palace. Which I just signed another lease for another year. And I don't go out that often. I don't go out of my room that often. But I said, nobody would travel this time of morning. Wrong. So when I got my second batch and then put it on the table, I said, let me go back and hurry up before somebody else comes in. Thankfully, nobody else came in there. But wow. It was like 1 or 2 something in the morning. So, crazy. Crazy, crazy. But, to all the refs, get with the program, y'all. Get with the catting program. Don't make teams lose because of your stupidity. I mean, we have enough of that with Governor Pearson. And then we have enough of that with Joe Manchin and Mitch McConnell and some of the hardcore conservative Republicans. I am middle of the road Republican because I believe in helping people. But yet, there's a lot of things that conservatives that I do agree on, but I don't agree with, you know, them not helping people, especially when we're still in the middle of a pandemic. We're still in the middle of a pandemic. We need the help. I mean, we even have an awful governor that took away our unemployment. And off and on, I've been struggling. And I'm just using the money that I got back from canceled cruise and then a canceled trip to Vegas, you know, to do things for the final payment home. And another thing, I was supposed to pay for the trip from the airport hotel, from the airport to the cruise port. Instead, they gave me a ticket to port to the airport. I was like, the cat? Can we just change the ticket? Because I'm going to buy it when hopefully I still have the money, but I'm still waiting on a refund. One of $73, because I had to cancel, still had to cancel three stays from the Motel 6. I got two of them back, two of the money back from the two stays. I didn't get the third one back. They're holding it from me. I don't know why, but they're holding it from me. And it was $73. Okay. Then, from a purchase of $39, it's being returned to me. But I'm forced to wait. Why? I don't know. I hate when you don't know when you're going to get your money back. And then, from the not having faster the fund, I'm supposed to have a $130 refund. But they're forcing me to wait till freaking October. I don't know what I got a refund from Carnival from today. Because all this stuff going on, crazy stuff going on. I think it probably might be another excursion that I ordered from one of the islands. But I don't know. I don't know. I didn't know where that would come from. But they had the nerve to tell me that I had to wait till October between before I was going home. I don't know. I just hate waiting for all for refunds. And that's the money that I'm using on, you know, for the trip except for the hotel. I have to wait until either possibly if we still get SSD or if I had to use the buying pension fund for the Miami airport hotel from the 30th to the November 1st when I leave for the cruise. So, go figure. Go figure. Well, that's all I gotta say unless some crazy things start happening or things that get me mad or offended. And you'll hear to hear it on the Big D Zone. So, for more information on the Big D Zone, escapetobigdcountry.com, escapetobigdcountry.com, DeshaunPorterForSenate.com, DeshaunPorterForSenate.com, and this is my salute. You know how Stone Cold have the, you know, when he does the four corners, stand up and salute the fans. Well, this is my salute. This is the home of the best citizens on the net today. And that's my salute to the fans, the princesses and the knights. Yeah, there you go. And we are out. I had a song that I was dreaming about. It was something that having to do with us losing freedom because of this pandemic and the way my life, crazy life has been because of struggles and, you know, the fact that I feel ugly. I had a song, but it just slipped because the reason why, it came about like 2, 3 in the morning and I can't say anything too loud during that time. Although I could have used the bathroom, do it in the bathroom, but now it just slipped away from me. And I forgot it. This is crazy. This is absolutely crazy. And yes, I will write the pics sometime this weekend that I did. Whether I have Kenny come on with me or not. And so I'll have it But this time, I'll do it on Tuesday regardless. You know. So. That's all I had to say about that. It was, I had a song. I wanted to sing it. And then I forgot. Because I had to wait till the Bloom Sunrise because I could, then I could do everything normal way. Maybe next time I will go to the bathroom to sing it. So, that's all. Okay, this is Prince DJ. Wow. On the weekend, it should have been my first slot tournament in life. We might have to wait until after this whole government debt ceiling and this whole possible government shutdown shinding. My trip back home and February going into the file for my Santa run might be my last temporary trips. So, my allergies have been killing me because of the summer. We've been having bouts of not high humidity, but we have been having bouts of humidity. And yesterday snuck 90, that's why I didn't continue on with the program. And I apologize. And I haven't lost interest because I love doing the program. I am trying to get publicity from the program. Which is big shout out to Podcast Pod for Podcast Pop for helping me get press for the podcast in a pandemic friendly pricing. You know, pandemic friendly pricing. So you can hear my voice if my sinus has been killing me mostly the whole summer. I hate it. And they wanted to wear masks in the middle of the heat. So, that's why I haven't even gone out anywhere. I haven't been to church in ages because of this crap. And it's absolutely ridiculous. It's absolutely mind-boggling that it had to come back to. And now, we're getting ready to lose possibly money because of a possible default. Because in the default, Social Security and the veterans don't get paid. Whereas the shutdown, they still get paid. But if it's default. Now, I told my landlord that once I start paying rent again in December, I would have to pay with the money coming in the 10th, but I would have to pay a damn late fee. Okay? So, well, she did say I might not have to because of this situation. Because it's not my fault. And so I hope that it don't go that damn long time, because I wrote two letters to Congress, one to my congressman and one to the outgoing Senator Roy Blunt with the seat that I'm trying to get to and give it back to the people. I want to require Congress to only serve one term in office. Like, there's different terms for House and Senate. Well, it's going to be changed under my fight for term limits. Both Congress and the House will be vying for one term, so that would give chances for different people to come in and want to truly serve the people. So I'm going to get into my emails that I did for Congress, and also. It's just been one of those weekends. I mean, I didn't know it was going to be this hot, this bad. I mean, we just had Labor Day, and we had the balloon race. I didn't see it, but I saw it on the news. It looked beautiful at night when I saw it on the news. Porter, what about your boycott? Well, there's some things that I did that caught my eye and stuff like that balloon race. So, I mean, you know, what can you do? I mean, they do what they want to do. They do, just like government, they do what they want to do. Oh, my sinus is killing you. See what I mean? Real life, y'all. And I'm not liking the fact that I may not have any money to do anything. But thankfully, I'm already pre-planning ahead because I'm still going home on Halloween week, on Halloween weekend, on the weekend of Halloween, because the cruise is on the 1st and it's a back-to-back, and I'm making the payment now because if we do have run out of money, I'm stuck using the blind pension. So, and I'm not going to have that much after I pay. Well, December I'm going to have like $300 or something like that, because I'm only going to pay $408 because I paid partial rent because I didn't know when the help was going to come, which it did, thank God. And it came at a great time, too. Holy crap. So, Zach, I want to thank you for being the genius, the true genius that you are. Because he religiously listened to the Big D Zone, and I thank you for that. And pay attention to all of my NFL pickup, because, you know, there's stuff that bothers me throughout the day. I mean, I have PTSD. I have no one to calm me down. I'm the eat, sleep, pray guy. I only watch videos and stuff. I literally got nothing to do. And although there's a park across the street where the dividers that probably might be able to help me cross, it's too hot to go anywhere. It's too hot. And so, you know, it's ridiculous. So I'm going to go back until not to the NFL pickup. And, oh, by the time the next week NFL pickup song, and hopefully when the weather gets cool this weekend, I'm changing the NFL pickup song so I could be able to use it throughout the season. So I'm changing the NFL pickup song. I meant to do that the other time, but when it kept getting hot, and the weirdest thing is the humidity sometimes go high in the morning, or like when it's dark out, and then be low during the day. It's like, it's weird. It's really weird, especially when you're living in a concrete building. Oh, the sinus is just killing me. There's so much ibuprofen I could take. I mean, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, excuse me. So, I'm going to go ahead. Okay. So, when I last did the NFL pickup for week one, I said I was 6-5. Okay. So, I was 5 wins and 6 losses on that time. So, thanks to Zach for picking up on the rest of week one. Okay, he said that I chose the Colts, I chose the Bengals, and I chose the Lions, and I chose the Eagles. And then he said that I did chose the 49ers. So, with that, the Colts lost. So I'm in my 7th loss. That's the 7th loss for the week. The Eagles, I have tied up, no, not tied up, but I have 6-7. 49ers, if it is still true with the 49ers, then I still have, so 7-8 or something like that, 7-8. And then with the Bengals, it's definitely 8-8. So it's so far it's just like a draw, it's kind of like a draw. So it's an 8-8 tie. So it's I picked the Colts, the Bengals, and he said first the Lions. So no, if I did pick the Lions, then maybe I did win. Okay, so, no, the 49ers win, so, but anyway, it's still a tie, 8-8 all, so, we'll get better as the week comes along. So, again, I'm gonna go back and then, get the weeks that I, the ones that I picked for week two, and I'm going to write that down for, because they're starting all the games back up today. And so thank you, Zach, for, a memory unlike any other. I mean, I don't even have that good memory anymore. I wish I had that type of memory. I wish I did. So thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And publicly thank you. So, oh my God, my sinuses, this heat. Summer! I hate summer and winter. Might as well get that out the way. So, I am going to, I have to get back to the emails, the two emails, because the problem is, whether I do rants and whether I do like simple letters and stuff like that on Twitter, with the damn limit to a rant and a letter, I had to do part one, part two, part three. I hate that about Twitter, especially if it's a long rant. I hate that about Twitter. This is ridiculous. So, I'm going to go into my email and then find the cat. Okay, yeah, I'm trying to go into my email and find the, it's not letting me do it. Okay, so now I'm going to have to go back to my Facebook page. Shoot. I didn't want to have to go to Facebook page, but now I have to. That's the story of my life. So what I'm going to do first, I wanted to try to read it in order of how I did it. Okay? And the letters to the Congress. So I did. I'll probably put this up front of my key, too. Yeah, I know it's weird because I didn't put the program up from yesterday, or the same as up yesterday that I did, though. It will be included into this program. So if you hear something from yesterday, I apologize. But that's what I get when I can't stand the heat and I can't even take the heat. Oh God, my allergies are just destroying me. Oh, stop. I haven't been out since the last time I've been to the store. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. Stop it. Anyway. Okay, so here's what I wrote. As far as the, when I wrote the information about letting them know that I did wrote the letter. I wrote to Congress again, and this time it's about the default and the idea for a small card for VAST that's easier to carry since everyone is forced to anyway. So, you know, some of them have these when we forced to take both of the card back. And mind you, when it's raining, you know, like when we used to have to carry the Social Security card on us, when it's raining, the card gets messed up, and what are we going to have then, you know? What are we going to have then? So my idea is coming on, you know, what would happen if it rains, and we have to carry a big card in our pocket? It can't even fit a wallet anywhere. I mean, it's a bulk size card. It's very bulky. And it's easier to get lost, easier to drop. And yeah, debit cards and credit cards are easily stolen too. But still, it's much more easier to it because, you know, it's a bigger card. But if it was a smaller type card, then at least it could be fit in a wallet, one. Two, it would have the, not only the first and second shot if it was Pfizer or one shot Johnson & Johnson or any other of the other vaccine, and then maybe possibly a booster. It would be a lot easier if it was on a debit card, because now with this damn work requirement, I mean, you got millions of people who have to be forced to carry bulk cards every day. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. And then even when, you know, when they want to go to the game or go to the bar or stuff like that, or want to go to anywhere, they're going to have to carry a bulky card like that? They have to carry a bulky card like that? I mean, it's too much. It's really too much. So not only have we have to remember ID, we have to remember a bulky card. We have to remember our wallet. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So I was given this idea by the CEO, by the Lord, to, you know, have them get like a card size fast card that is so easier to carry. So here's what I wrote. I said, since everyone is going to be forced into being vax, there should be an easier way to present proof instead of carrying a huge card everywhere and it gets lost because it can't fit in a wallet, so why not have it in like a card, say a debit card, but it has the date of the COVID vax. And it must be accepted by Cruise Line, because right now, Cruise Line is only accepting the bulky card. It's not even accepting a photocopy, or not even accepting a photo, which is very stupid. They're only accepting the bulky card, which I think is very stupid. It's really stupid. It really is. But anyway, here's the rest of what I said. And more, Cruise Line done more. It is a disgrace to be forced to carry a big COVID vax card all over the place. But if it was more convenient for people, it would be like having an ID card. Because this is what it is. It's going to be like another ID system. It's going to be another ID system. So it's going to be like another ID card that is small and fits in the wallet. Because that's what it is. It's going to be another ID system. But the one we have now is very bulky. You can't even fit it anywhere else. I mean, you can't even fit it anywhere else. And God forbid when the winter comes, and then you have to show them proof of vax again, because maybe you might have not been to a certain place in a long time. And they might not remember you and say, oh, do you have your vax cards? Oh, I forgot it because it doesn't fit. Well, you can't come in without the proof of vaccination. So, it doesn't make sense that we have to carry a bulky-sized card with us almost everywhere we gotta go. It doesn't make sense. It does not make sense. Does the government think? Hell no. Hell no. Also, does the government think of who they're hurting because of these crazy decisions that they're making? Hell no. Hell no. Hell no. And if the government goes to the default, I don't get my SSD. Seniors don't get their regular Social Security. Veterans, our troops will not get paid. They work hard for our country, most harder than Congress will ever do. They're working hard, and they will not get paid in a default. I don't know how they're going to get, like, with the IOUs or something like that. I don't know how they, because we've never been in this daggone situation. Shame on those deliberate Republicans that wrote that letter saying that they're not going to raise the debt ceiling. Shame on Mitch McConnell that said that he's not even gonna bring it to a vote to have them raise the debt ceiling. Shame on them! Shame! Shame on them! Shame! You are the reason why I'm not a conservative, Mitch McConnell. You are the reason why I am a moderate, just like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, but in reverse for the Republican. You are the reason. I'm not rich. I'm not wealthy. I live in damn poverty. I live in poverty. If that's the case, I wouldn't be worried about money. I would have the right person to hire to take me different places. And then keep them on retainer for crying out loud. You are no good for this country. Get out. Don't lead. Get out of the way. Anyway, let me get to this letter since I got that out of my system. Okay. So, I wrote to Representative Carr Bush and then also to Senator Josh Hawley. And I think I might write it to Royal Blood too. I don't know if I did or did not. Oh, it's the other one that I didn't do with the, I don't know. But anyway, I wrote to them and said, if the government runs out of money or default, me and others who are disabled seniors won't get SSD, and that's wrong. It's very bad enough when a governor don't want us to have unemployment during a pandemic that hasn't gone away yet. Now, you mean to tell me that might run out of money too? I also get food stamps, and if I can't get that guess what? Starve to death. I don't have people to help me get anywhere, so I'm stuck alone in my apartment. My rent is covered until December for COVID rent assistance, but what about after? I don't have income. Don't want to be left behind. Please help us all. But knowing Mr. McConnell, he won't. Knowing that 11 people that signed the letter saying that they won't raise the debt ceiling, they won't. If I have to go into somewhere in mid-October for the next month, the other month's paycheck, which is November, and by that time I'll be at home, if I be at home and find out I don't have the money, you're gonna hear one angry Prince DJ. You're gonna hear one angry Prince DJ. Because this is ridiculous. It's like they don't want the poor people to live. They don't want the poor people to live. Okay? That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. They don't want poor people to live. I mean, stupid. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. EscapeToBigDCountry.com. Ridiculous. We'll be right back.